Okay, let's get into mitzvah number Tuf Aleph, mitzvah number 401, as we continue in Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas, as we mentioned, started off with the mitzvah of Yerusha, now gets into today's mitzvah, and that is of the Karban Tamid, and then there are four other mitzvahs. There are six mitzvahs in Parshas Pinchas, three mitzvahs related to Karban Musaf, and then we'll have the mitzvah of Shofar at the end of the Parsha. So today is the mitzvah of the Karban Tamid, a mitzvah that the Shulchan Aruch says we should say these psukim every single day. And Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the Parsha of Karbanas, including the Parsha of the Karban Tamid, Tzavis B'nai Yisrael, Bar Matalehem, the Parsha of this week's today's mitzvah. What is this doing here? Why in the end of Parshas Pinchas do we have the Parsha of the Karban Tamid, the Parsha of the Tfilas and Musafin? What is this here for? So Rashi notes, Tzavis B'nai Yisrael, Ma Amor Lamala, Yifkot Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, please appoint someone who's going to take over after my passing. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ach atam mitzaveni al banai, tzavei es banai alai. Before you command, you want me to tell you what to do for your children, what about commanding your children what to do for me? Meaning you have to worry about me, and therefore he commands the Parsha of Karbanos. Just to expand upon this a little bit, the Shemen HaTov in volume Dalet, Chelek Dalet, he notes that there is a transition going on between the first half of Parshas Pinchas and the second half. As we just saw, Moshe Rabbeinu is taking a back seat, so to speak. Obviously, he'll be front and center till the end of the Torah, but he already is looking somebody's going to take over after his passing, and that's what he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do in Parshas Pinchas, and that is the message of the Karbanos, says the Shemen HaTov. V'hainu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu megala l'Moshe v'lanu dimptiras Moshe mishtana kol ha'anaga. The whole hanhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the world is going to change. In the Tkufa of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was all matana min hashamayim. The Torah, the Mon, the Be'er, everything came. Hanhaga nisis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is also could be called the door of the Midbar. But after Moshe dies, we're going to have a totally new Hanhaga Acheres Lagamrei of Yeshua Ben Nun, and it's all about being a Shutaf, being a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to do something, and then we'll be Zochet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us what we need. V'zeu Achilik Shal Pnei Moshe Kachama U'Pnei Yeshua Kalavana. And that's the message of a son, which signs independently, and Yeshua, the Lavana, which just reflects and has to do something for itself, like people have to take charge. And that's the message of the Karbanos. We have to bring Karbanos to bring Nachas Ruach, to bring Reach Nichoach Lashem. And then he continues and says that's even the message of Torah Shavuach Sav versus Torah Shavuach Peh. Torah Shavuach Sav is given to us, period. We have it. Torah Shavuach Peh, we have to create, we have to work hard. We have to be partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the Torah. And that's even why, interestingly, Benot Slavchad is in this week's Parsha. That is a Torah Shebichsav, but was initiated by people. So it was Torah Shebal Peh, so to speak, in a certain way. This is the start of the transition. And this is Hanhagas Yoshua, and this is even why you need two minyanim, two counting in the Torah. One during Moshe Rabbeinu, one at the end when he's going to pass on each of these, because it's a different hanhaga, a different door that is going to be in existence. So the Karban Tamid is the beginning of that, setting the stage for our Hishtavlus, says the Sefer Achim, says the Psukim. Let's read some of the Psukim first. Tzavis B'nai Yisrael Amar Talayim, command B'nai Yisrael, Es Karbani Lachmi, the carbon of my Lechem, says Hashem, Li Yishai Reach Nichochi, Tishmeru Lahakriv Liba Mo'adu, guard it to bring it in its time, B'mo'ado, means every single day of the year. This is the most consistent carbon, as we'll talk about. Via Martalahem, tell them, Zeha Isha Shatekuv Hashem, this is the fire, this is the carbon. Kvasim b'nei shana tamimim, kvasim sheep, a year old, tamimim shnayim layom ola tamid. It's a carbon ola, two a day. As a kevazachata seva boker, vesakevaz hasheni tase bin arabayim, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Along with it comes asiris ho'efa sola, some flour with a mincha, the nesachim belula b'shemen mixed with oil, revias ahin. Olas tamid ha'asuya b'har Sinai. What does that mean? Do it like the ones that were done at Har Sinai. V'chulu, the Torah continues. The morning one is just like the afternoon one. The two Karban Tamidims, the Rambam counts as one big mitzvah, as we'll talk about soon, who might argue on that. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenitztavu Yisrael, Sheyakrivu al-Yidei Mesharsi Hashem Yisbarach, Shemakonim, B'nei Yisrael are commanded. That's an interesting lashon. The mitzvah is on Bnei Yisrael. Most other karbanos we say the mitzvah is on the Kohanim. But here the Chinuch following the Rambam says that the mitzvah is on Klal Yisrael. And the Kohanim are our shlichim. But it's our mitzvah to make sure that it is done. Sheyakrivo edei misharsi Hashem Yisbarach. Sheyem HaKohanim. Shnei kvasim bnei shana tmimim la'ola b'chol yom. Ha'echad baboker v'asheni bein ho'arbayim. Right, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Shnei Amar, Savas Bnei Yisrael v'chulu. U'mikol makom ikir ha'asara lebezdin. Ikir ha'asara is on Bezdin, but it's them, the Bezdin as representatives of Klal Yisrael. Klomer ha'chachamim, morei ha'torah li'Yisrael, ki aleim mutelas malechas ha'tzibur. But it's a carbon tzibur, as we know, and as I mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Aleph, and the end of the Siman, that one should be careful to try to say the Karban Tamid every single day. It's similar to an Avodas, that's why some even say one should say it standing. Misharshi Mitzvah HaKarbanas. The Shorash of the Mitzvah of Karbanas, I spoke at length already in Sefer Vayikra, and in Truman Tetzaveh, the Chinuch mentions that he talked about it, the messages of the Karbanos. I follow those messages, but this one is even unique in its own character. This is every morning and every afternoon. So that we are awakened. So we have throughout the day, we have every morning and every night, we should be awakened, knowing that there is an avoda being done on our behalf. Like I've mentioned many, many times, Shaha Adam Nifal Vitivo Mitorelafi Isak Maseyu. The more we do, the more we influence. Velachin says the Chinuch, the average person eats twice a day. Okay, we say three times a day, but two major meals. If people eat two major meals for themselves each day, they should also give Kabayachal two meals to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. Shouldn't it be less? Velachin Biosa Adam Nachon Bitivo. Shitzarach letakin lo mazon pa'amayim, erev avoker, nitztavesh yasim agamaso, v'izko be'isak avodis baro gamken shnei pa'amim. We eat twice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol should have, be given twice. Labalti avodis ha'eved la'atzmo, yisera avodas l'rabo, so that the eved, who works for himself, doesn't get more than what he gives to his master. The calls that lama, kidei la'orer, rucho, v'chefso, tamid, l'skaris baro. So that he always remembers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'b'chein yachshir ma'isav yizbarach mimenu ki chavitz chesed hu. As it says, reich nichoach l'ashem. The most famous comment, I think, about this mitzvah on Ashkafic level is based on this pasuk, as HaKeves Achad HaSav HaBoker, v'yiz HaKeves HaShini Taseh Ben Arbayim. In the Hakdama, in the introduction to the Kosev. The Kosev is one of the Mefarshim on the in the Ein Yaakov commentary on Agadatas Hashas. So there in Lakdama, he writes a medrash. We're not sure exactly where this medrash is, but he quotes it. He quotes a three-way machlokes Tanaim. What is the most inclusive, important pasuk in the Torah? Ben Zoma Omer Matzinu Pasuk Kolol Yoser Vehu Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. Good, we could all understand that one. Ben Nana Somer Matzinu Pasuk Kolol Yoser Vehu V'yahat L'recha Kamocha. Also, a pasuk that we might have guessed. Ben Paz, Shimon Ben Pazi Omer, Matzinu Pasuk Olo Yoser, Vehu, Esakev Esachot HaSev HaBoker, Vechulu. Amad Rebbe Ploni, Amad Aragla, V'yamar Halacha Ben Pazi. And he quotes the Ben Pazi. That's the most important, most kolal pasuk. So all the Bali Musar say, what's going on here? So the Kosev gives one shot. They're talking about Maisim and Machshavas, but the way this medrash is used by many is that the message is one of consistency. The message of being an Oved Hashem is not just to focus on the Ben Adam LaMakom, like Shema Yisrael, or Ben Adam LaChavero, and that is, we have to Reicha Kamocha, but it means focusing on both of them, but the key is every single day, day in, day out. Do something yomi. Rabbi Fran, at the last Siyum HaShah, said, okay, daf yomi might not be for everybody, but yomi is for everybody. The daf part of it might not be, but yomi. Meaning, as a Jew, we have to do something every single day. Mishnah yomi, Mishnah Brua yomi, whatever it is, Amud yomi, daf yomi, whatever it is, being a Jew is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just once, not just for one period of time, but every single day, the consistency, day in and day out. That's the message of the Karban Tamid. Not missing even one day. Just going straight. Good. Midini HaMitzvah. There are some messages. We could talk about some other messages later, but some of the halachas that the mitzvah is about. Midini HaMitzvah Hashem Zecharon Lavracha. Shizman Shechita Sen Shal Tmidin Hu. When is the time for Shechita? Shechita is done for the morning one. Before. Kodem Shedal Lachama. Before Nates. b'sheyer kol b'nei ha-mizrach, as it gets light out before Netzachama, the Zman Shechita comes upon us. Upamachas docha shos hatzibur b'yishini, one time it was late during b'yishini, and they gave it already up until the fourth hour. That's the latest time, as we know, Zman Tfila. And the afternoon carbon is from the 6.5 hours at Sofayom Zeuzmano. That is what we hold. The Minchas Chinuch discusses in Oz Vav whether that is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. It could be that on a d'oraisa level, we could do it already after Chatzos. We could bring it. That's already Bein or Abayim. But the problem is we're not medaktik. We don't know exactly when it comes to half hours. We make mistakes within a half an hour. That's why we push it off till 6.5 hours. That's the earliest, push it off an extra half an hour. Hours that we're talking about, as we know, in all areas of halacha, are sha'os zmanios, halachic hours. That's what the Minchas Chinuch notes also in Os Hey. Even though we look at our clock and it says an hour is 60 minutes, but when it comes to halacha, we go by sha'os zmanios, which are, we split the entire day into 12 equal parts. Each part is one halachic hour. And therefore, during the winter months, an hour during the day is going to be shorter than during the summer months, when an hour is going to be longer than 60 minutes. In the winter, it's shorter. In the winter, it is shorter than 60 minutes. There's a major machlokas achronim. What do we calculate shos manios from? Do we go from dawn till dusk, or do we go from nates till shkia? Major machlokas. The Vilna Gaon says you go the shorter one. You go from nates, from sunrise to sunset. Masha Ein Kein says the Magen Avram and others, maybe it's Meduik in the Shulchan Aruch, that you go from dawn till dusk. That is why we have two Sovzman Kriyashma, Sovzman Tfilos. The Vilna Gaon is always earlier. The Gra is always earlier than the Magen Avram, because the Gra calculates Shos Manios from sunrise to sunset. Masha Ein Kein, according to the Magen Avram. And there are many of Gemaras. There's a Tosfos on Brachas Daf Gimel that sounds like the Magen Avram. Okay, but either way, that's an important point. But relating to our issue, all these hours that we are talking about are Shos Zmanios. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch. As he mentioned, the Keves HaSheni is brought from 6.5 hours. Aval, the minag was, though, Hayushokht and Osola, only Bishmona Shosa Mechsa, Vakarbetesha Mechsa. They brought it much later, though. The Karbetamim was always brought much later. Not the earliest. You usually say, Zriza Makdim and Lemitzvahs. Bring the Karbetamim as soon as you can. Like the morning one. The answer is no. Because of another halacha. Vishtesha Osela Shema Achranaso, why? Kadeshi Yakrivu, Karbanos, Hayachidim, Oshal Tzibur, Bein Tayim. Because there's another halacha. The Karbetamids, Karbon Tmidin must be the poles of Avoda every single day. The Karbon Tamid Shal Shachar must be the first Karbon brought. Tamid Shal Ben Abayim must be the last Karbon brought. They are defined halachically as the beginning of the end of the Avoda Sayom and the Migdash. And therefore, you don't want to do this so the Tamid Shal Ben Abayim so early, because they're not going to be able to bring any other Karbonis that day. And you have Nedarim and Nedavis and people coming and bringing. So you push it off to do it later in the day. Shnei Sheyakrivu Karbonas HaYechidim Moshal Tzibur Beitayim. This is known as the Asay of Hashlama. Aleha Hashleim Kolach Karbonos Kulam. All the Karbonos have to be brought in between the two Karbonos Tamid. The Ramban even counts this as a separate Mitzvah Asay de Araisa. One of the Mitzvah Asay that the Ramban says that the Rambam forgot is Mitzvah Yud Aleph in the Shichachas Asays. Shinitz Tavinu Lahakriv Kolach Karbonos Habaim Binedava. O bechova bein shnei tamidim a mitzvah asay daraisa va'arech aleha ha'ola v'hikter aleha chel v'hashlamim aleha hashlem kol karbonos kulam. Based on the pasuk in Parshas Sav, the Ramban says that there's a mitzvah asay every time I bring a carbon in between the two carbon tamids, I am fulfilling this mitzvah asay daraisa of having the carbon tamids at the two opposite poles and all the other karbanos in the middle. The Gemara says, "Emsachim in the chadavar shekodem l'tamar shal shachar elak toras ve'in the chadavar shemisake v'chadavar shemein arba'im elak toras v'neros u'mechusiki purim v'chulu." There are a couple of others, but very karbanos wise, there's nothing before or after, except for one that I just skipped over in the Ramban, and that is Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is the only one that lechadchila, it's supposed to be given late in the day. That's the only one that's given after the Tamash Rabban Arbayim. That's an exception to the rule. It's a different type of Karban, but that is the Ramban, counts it as a separate Mitzvah Asay Da Araisa. The Minchas Asher on the Parsha notes that, but the Rambam doesn't count it as a separate Mitzvah Asay. What's the machlokas about? So he suggests maybe the difference is this a halacha in Tamid, or is this a halacha in Shar Karbanos? Is it that the karbanos tamidim have to be first and last, or is it that all other karbanos have to be in between? That's the machlokas, possibly, between the Rambam and the Ramban. He says, this is in Simen Samach Os Gimel, Oz Dalid. He says that here in Oz Gimel, he says Nechlugu b'mitzvah Rambam Rambam b'mitzvah Zudash Lama Imhi mitzvah Hakarben Tamid O mitzvah Klolus b'chol Karbanos. According to the Rambam, maybe he holds a mitzvah in the Karben Tamid. So you count the Karben Tamid as a Karban, a separate mitzvah, and included in that is this idea of it has to be first and last. But maybe according to the Ramban, it's a din in all other Karbanos. So it didn't all other karbanos, so maybe you count it as a separate idea. You're not going to get, maybe, you could also say that the Rambam holds it as it didn't all karbanos, but it's included in each and every karban, which is counted as a separate mitzvah too. But the Minchas Aser suggests that maybe the Ramban is the one that holds Bashar karbanos, and therefore it has to be counted as a separate mitzvah. And Afkamina, between these two ideas, he suggests is, what if there is no karban tamid, which we'll talk about, Beth Hashem, soon. If you could be makriv, you have all other karbanos ready, but you don't have the karban tamid. So if it's a din in the Karban Tamid, no problem, right? You don't have a Tamid here, so you're not violating anything, bring the other Karbanos. But if it's a din in the other Karbanos, that they're not allowed to be brought except between the two Karban, the Karbanos Tamid, so then one would still have a problem and not be allowed. Okay, that's an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. We're going to get to another machlokas between them in a couple of minutes. Keep in mind also there's an important Ramban. The Ramban writes, Halacha Lamaisa. As we know, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that Tefillah Keneged Tzmidim Tiknum. The mitzvah of Tefillah, which Beth Hashem will get to in Sefer Dvarim, Tefillahs are Keneged Avos and Keneged Tzmidim. And that is what the Ramban quotes in Hilchas Tefillah Keneged Tzmidim Tiknum. We daven Shachris Keneged Tavid Shel Bein Harbayim. We daven Mincha Keneged Tamid Shel and we daven mincha keneged tamid shel ben harbaim. So when exactly is that? So that's also an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, lichatchila, one should daven mincha kitana, late mincha, because based on this halacha that we just read, because most of the time, 99% of the days of the year, the Karban Tamid is brought late in the day. So Mincha is Keneged, the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. So Mincha should be daven late in the day. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Gimel. Kfar Amarnu, Shetfilas Mincha, Keneged, Zman Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Tiknu Zmana. Ulafi Shehaya HaTamid Karev B'chol Yom, B'teisha Umechsa. Since the Karban Tamid was brought every day 9.5 hours, Tiknu Zmana, M'teisha Shalos V'mechsa, V'hi HaNikres Mincha Ketana. They will Mesak in it. And then the Rambam adds, Ulafi Shebe'erav HaPesach, since when Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos, and you got to do things earlier, they shechted the Karban Tamid already 6.5 hours in. Amru, they said, "I'm espalo my achar sheishol mechza yatsa." If you daven at that time, you're yotze. It's clear that that is a bidyevet according to the Rambam. If you did it, you're yotze. It doesn't say tiknu this halacha. It says that bidyevet you are yotze. The tour in Hilchas Mincha argues. The Torah says that no, Mincha Gedolah, Zerizah Makdimah LeMitzvahs, right, just like other mitzvahs. And there are many Gedolim that are Makpid to daven always at the earliest time possible. Chaim Kanievsky davens the earliest Shachris, the earliest Mincha, the earliest Ma'ariv, Zerizah Makdimah LeMitzvahs. And that is what the Rambam says here, but it's based on this halacha of the Tamid being hukrav late in a normal case. Weiter says the Chinuch, Uka Maisa Tamid Shal Shachar, Hay Maisa Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. The Tamidim had the same exact avoda. Ela, She Oso, Shal Shachar, Nishchad Al Karen. The only difference is was the place, which of the Tabos, on the north side of the Mizbeach, which of the Tabos who was Shechted, they Shechted Kineged the Shemesh. That's what the Pazik, the Chazal say, She Kineged the Shemesh. That's why in the morning you put it on the west, and in the afternoon you put it on the east, right, to be Keneged the Shemesh. The sun is setting in the west, which shines onto the east. The Ozayin Latar of Sarotskin here notes Keneged the Shemesh because the Tamid was Keneged the Ovdei Avodah Zarah that were Ove to the Shemesh. That's why Dafka the Tamid, which is a symbol for us, that is Keneged the Shemesh. But no, I guess mitzvah zubizman abayis. This mitzvah applies with Mikdash, says the Chedefim, and a mitzvah shemitol us ala tzibur. Stoli on the tzibur, v'yoser ala kohanim. Vim Shema, and look what he adds in here. Vim Shema chas v'shalom. Yisrash luba shlola hakrivim b'chol yom bitlu asei zeh. He does not write that by too many mitzvahs. If chas v'shalom, they don't bring the karma tamid, it's a bitlu asei vashkaga nitzles al kol adas b'nei Yisrael hayodim b'davar im yish koach b'yadam l'takein b'shum tzad. If anybody could have solved the problem and could bring a karma tamid, and they don't, that is a tremendous problem, and there's a chas v'shalom there. Why is this a chas v'shalom? Maybe it's based on the Mishnah Maseches Tainus, where the Mishnah tells us that this is one of the five tragedies that occurred on Shavuos v'Tammuz, the day the Tamid stopped. That's a symbol of all avoda, right? The Mishnah says, "V'Shavuos v'Tammuz nishtabir aluchos." After the Shavuos aluchos, what's the next tragedy? You batel atamid. The Tamid stopped. Says Rashi, "L'fisha gazra malchus gzeira milahakravod." No more Tamid, and the city was uh, the walls were broken, and Apostim was burned the Torah, and they put a tzelem on the Heichal, the five tragedies. But the Talmud, you might say, okay, it's one karban. No, it is a symbol. It's a symbol of the Avodah, and that's even why it's no coincidence that every year Parshas Pinchas falls out at the beginning of the 3 weeks when we mourn the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a Chas V'Shalom. This carbon is unique. But Ramban Zal, finishing up Chasha B'Cheshvan HaMitzvah Shtei Tmidin. The Ramban counts two separate mitzvahs Asei, the Karbet Tamish El Shachar and the Tavash Ben HaRabayim. The Ramban writes this at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs. He says that I count two mitzvahs for Karbon Tamid, I count two mitzvahs for Kriyashma, I count two mitzvahs for the Ketores brought in the morning and in the afternoon, two mitzvahs. That's six. That's three he adds on to the Rambam. And the Rambam said, no, each one is separate. Asr of Shechter in the Eretz Tzvi, in the end of Siman Yud. How could the Rambam count it as one? The Ramban's right. There are two separate times. There's the morning one and the afternoon one. Never the twain shall meet. So how could you say that it's counted separately? So 2 points. Number one, the Rambam himself in Shoresh Yud Aleph in the rules says that you don't count parts of mitzvos, even if there's a time lag between the two. So it doesn't matter. Even if there's a time lag, still, you could count them as one mitzvah. Or if Shechter develops the idea there as part of a larger framework, sometimes you have a chiyuv ha-mitzvah, even though you can't be mikayim the mitzvah yet. We've spoken about this in the past. For example, the status of a lulav or a shofar might start when yontif starts, even though you can't shake or blow it until the next morning. The status of an arel might start the night before leil ches, even though you can't actually do the bris milah until the day. There are many examples of this. The status of Korban Pesach might start the morning of Erev Pesach, even though you can't shechten until the afternoon. So too here. It could be right in the morning is already the chiyuv, or even the night before, the chiyuv of the tmidim kick in. It's just one lemaisa is performed then, and one lemaisa is performed later. But really, the chiyuv, the conceptual creation of the obligation is in the morning. And he gives a mashal. He says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that when Mashiach comes, Gimel mitzvos nitzav Yisrael b'kinsas on la'aretz. There are three mitzvos that we're going to have to do when all Klal Yisrael come back to Eretz Yisrael b'zman HaMashiach, to appoint a king, to wipe out Amalek, and to build a Beis HaMikdash. So what do you mean? Answer of Shechter. What do you mean there are three mitzvos when we go in? There's only one mitzvah when we go in, to appoint the Melech, because that has to be in that order. So what do you mean there are three when we go in? Take of a miyad, you can only do that after, in order. It's muchach that you could have a chiyuv before you actually could fulfill the chiyuv. Sheshaper efsha lichya lios davar shekazeh sheish kfar mechayev achshav amechayev b'mitzvah sheyefsha liskayim achshav el dafka l'achar zman. So maybe that's how the Rambam could count this as one big mitzvah, even though you can't fulfill it until later. Again, this is the mitzvah of Karban Tamid. We should be zochet to be able to bring the Karban Tamid very soon. Again, there's a lot more here in terms of the times of the Karban Tamid. You have to check it for 4 days. That's the Tosfos of Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis, which says checking it is ma'akev. If you didn't check it, it's pasul. In Os Zayin, in the Minchas Chinuch says, the last time you could bring the Tamid Shabbat Nebayim is nighttime. What does nighttime mean? Does it mean sunset? Does it mean later? Nafkaminas for Hilchas Mincha. Either way, important issues regarding the Karban Tamid.